the point of this is, again, it's kind of a format that wouldn't be unfamiliar from television, from a kind of a magazine show, but she's doing it in a very cheap and cheerful way. And the key thing about Lauren Luke is she built up an enormous community, an enormous following on YouTube. The key thing about Lauren Luke is she was very, very good at what she did. She knew her stuff, and it was the content, it was the quality of that, and her interaction with people who commented on the videos and asked for certain things. Both of those things is what made it. It wasn't the quality of production. Over time, she invested more and more money. As she made money, she spent that on better cameras, better lighting, you know. But she did it from a bedroom. She's a single mum from South Shields in the North East. She eventually got a column in The Guardian, regular spots on The Guardian website, sponsorship deals with makeup companies. She's basically, you know, the modern form of magazine publishing. She started with the YouTube channel and has expanded from there. But she didn't need the studio. She, you know, she just needed the knowledge and the community, the distribution network. And a lot of her tutorials start by saying this, you know, such a person has asked for a Rihanna look or whatever, Cheryl Cole look, and so she does that.
I think the video is really long. You're going to see on the TV broadcasting for
Yeah, video. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, you won't have a 15-minute makeup thing, yeah. And obviously tutorials work really well online. So I'll keep missing the... there we are. And the kind of traditional newspaper video tends to fit into this vodcast format. But again, they tend to be more staid. They try to replicate TV more than these other formats which innovate. The second form of online video is what I would describe as edited narrative. Guardian Films is a very good example of this. In fact, film structures generally are probably the closest thing to this. And the key point here is quality. You know, these are quite often like films. They are documentaries. They are extremely high quality. They are higher quality than you would get in a broadcast news programme because it's not operating under time constraints. Quite often they're very personal. And if you go to Vimeo's documentary page, you can find lots of examples of this sort of online video. The key here is editing. You know, it's the way that pieces are put together. There are lots of sequences. So an example of a sequence would be, instead of just filming someone lighting a cigarette and smoking it, you film someone doing that in medium shot, then you repeat the filming just looking at their hands, you repeat it again with their mouths, and you cut between the three shots. Yeah? And traditionally you might have done that with multi-camera, or you might have shot it three times with three different cameras. Online it tends to be the same thing shot three times. You ask, and it's useful for repeated motions like smoking a cigarette. So if someone is doing something over and over again, it's a good opportunity to film a sequence. Film it once, medium shot. Film it second time, close up. Film it third time, close up on a different point. Maybe do a long shot as well. You know. So that's edited narrative. If you've got the time, that can work really, really well. The third type is the video blog or blog, or vlog rather. Zifrank is a brilliant person to look at as an example of this. He doesn't really do his vlog anymore, but he's got a big archive and there's lots of stuff there. You'll see the same, so I won't show you one because you're seeing the same patterns. Rapid editing, extreme close-ups, humour, tongue-in-cheek kind of approach, very much personality-driven, very much community-driven. The title sequence for every episode is what used to be created by a member of the community. So the title sequence was made by someone else, and he would run that before his kind of thing. And it's not necessarily journalism or news, but it could be, and sometimes it is. The point is that the kind of format, Zifrank is probably one of the best examples of how to do it very, very well. And I would look at examples of Zifrank's video blogs and try and emulate that if you're going to do a video blog yourself. So that's the third format. And then the final format is what I would call moving pictures. And this is simply using video in the same way that you would use an image for a story. So there's no sound. It's just raw footage that illustrates a part of a text story. So it might just be a 30-second clip of some tiger cubs that you're writing about, or traffic on a street where there's a problem, you know, and it's just kind of support. I kind of call this the Daily Prophet type of video, which is, if you know, in Harry Potter films where all of the pictures are moving on the newspaper. So those are the kind of types of online video. Next, I want to move on to narrative and style and the ingredients. And here I'm going to show you a video from Ira Glass on storytelling. Well, I was going to until it's been removed.